What's going on, everybody? This is Next Nation coming at you with another podcast episode 6. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday afternoon as I come to you every Sunday, and I try to get a podcast in as much as possible. But we should all be happy because the New York Knicks are on a one-game winning streak. They just beat the Charlotte Hornets. The final score on that game was 110 to 107. Courtney Lee really stepped up in the fourth quarter. He had finished the game with 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Carmelo Anthony didn't have a good shooting night, 8 of 26, but he hit a big shot down the stretch. And he also looked out the crowd, and I'm not no professional lip reader, but it sure looked like he said, "I don't want it." The Knicks fans were booing him all game. He hits that big shot, then he simply turns to the crowd and tells them, "I don't want the cheers. Don't cheer me now." But anyway, yeah, the Knicks win that game 110-107 after coming off a tough loss in Dallas. They lost to a Dallas team that was, you know, last in the NBA in scoring, pretty much last in every category. So for the Knicks to lose that game in Dallas is really heartbreaking. But as of right now, in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks stand 2 games back of the 8th seed. You know, they're still in it. There's still a lot of games to be played before the All-Star break. And then after that, you have 30 to 35 games to really push for a playoff spot. So in order for the Knicks to make the playoffs, they would have to go on a, I would say, you know, they would have to win 5 to 10 games in a row because you can't just keep winning every other game. And it's been like that. We won at the Indiana. We go to Dallas and lose. We just won at home versus the Hornets. Our next game is versus the Hawks. So let's see what the Knicks are made of. The Hawks have had the Knicks number this year. First game, the Knicks beat them in the Garden. Second game, they lost in the Garden. Third game, they lost in Atlanta. And now they're back in Atlanta. So the Hawks are 27-20 right now. You know, they're right smack in the middle of the playoff hunt. But this is a game the Knicks need to have if they want to really make that push to the playoffs. This is a game they really need. And I think they have a chance. I think we're going to, you know, I don't want to say shock the world because we've proven we can win against tough teams on the road. But this is one of them games that can turn your season around if you win in Atlanta on this momentum swing that you had by just winning against the Hornets at home. Carmelo Anthony has been playing well over these last 4 or 5 games. Last game, he didn't really have a good shooting night. But, you know, he was still, you know, doing the little things that wins you basketball games. He was still passing the rock. He was still rebounding the ball. So let's see what Carmelo Anthony brings against this Atlanta team because it's all about consistency with him, and he hasn't been consistent all season. But for these last 5 games, you got to give him props. I think he's averaging something like 30 points a game, like 8 rebounds. He's shooting at a good high percentage. He's taking good high percentage shots. Whether that's because he's mad that he didn't get selected for the 2007 All-Star game, who knows? But Carmelo Anthony hasn't been playing like an All-Star, so he can't really get upset. But let's not take that away from him. He is a 9-time All-Star. He does have 3 gold medals. Right now, he's just missing that ring. He just wants that ring. And whether that's the Knicks, I can't tell you that because trade rumors have been circling around like crazy for the past week. Obviously, you guys know there's a rumor going out that Carmelo Anthony would go to the Los Angeles Clippers in return for either Jamal Crawford, Austin Rivers, and J.J. Redick. But there's a lot of rumors circulating around that rumor stating that the Knicks don't want Jamal Crawford's contract because he's getting crazy money. I think he's getting like 4 years, $50 million. And then the Knicks simply don't want to take that contract back. So they would have to get a third team involved to complete that trade and maybe take back Austin Rivers and J.J. Redick. But is that enough for Carmelo Anthony? Look, that's not enough for Carmelo Anthony, in my opinion. You need more. I mean, yeah, give me Austin Rivers, good, solid, young point guard, flashy. He passes the ball well. He shoots from outside the arc pretty decently. J.J. Redick, we all know he's a sniper from the three-point range. He's a sniper from mid-range. He's a shooter. And the Knicks need shooters. They don't need ball hogs. They need shooters to help Porzingis flourish in the offensive system that they currently have. But, you know, if the Clippers were to give me those two players, at least give me back first round and a second round pick with it. But I'm not too sure if the Clippers can even trade a first round pick or a second round pick, or even if they have a first round or second round pick. But, you know, we need a build for the future. So I would want, you know, a first round pick. Let's say we get J.J. Redick back. His contract is up this summer, so he becomes a unrestricted free agent. So who knows if the Knicks want to resign him or whatnot. But these are just rumors, guys. At the end of the day, Carmelo Anthony still has his no trade clause. So it's up to him to decide if he wants to stay in New York for another 2 years or if he wants to go to LA now. If it was up to me, if I was Carmelo Anthony, I look at it this way. You haven't won with the Knicks. You gave it your all. You were the only superstar, not the only superstar, other than Amari Stoudemire, you were the only player that really wanted to win in New York and shine in New York. But for these last 5-6 years, it just hasn't worked out. Whether that's your fault, whether that's management's fault, I personally blame it on management. They haven't surrounded you with a good supporting cast over these last 5-6 years, except that 2013 season when we won 54 games and when we were first in the Atlantic Division and we got to the second round of the playoffs. Other than that season, you take away that season and it's just been a train wreck. I mean, you came here, we paired you with Amari Stoudemire, didn't really work out in the beginning. Wish it could have worked out after that, but it just, then Amari got hurt, his knees, then his back. And it's just been a mess from here on out. And we've tried, if I can count how many players Carmelo Anthony has played with over these last 5 or 6 years, it just hasn't been a consistent bunch. So you can't really say that he's gotten a chance to win in New York, because there's always been that constant change, right? There's always, every season, there's new players. There's no consistency with this organization. Now we got Phil Jackson and his empowerment running the team and trying to run the offense from up above. But listen, he's won all those championships as a player and as a coach. But as an executive, as a general manager, he hasn't done jiggly squat. Let's look at what Phil Jackson has done since he's been here. He traded J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert to Cleveland for a second round pick and Lance Thomas. So you mean to tell me you couldn't get a first round pick for JR and Shumpert? Come on. That's domino number one. Then he goes off and trades Tyson Chandler and Ramon Felton to the Dallas Mavericks for Jose Calderon, Shane Larkin, reserve guard Wayne Ellington, who never got to play, and Samuel Dalembert. That didn't work out either. You bring in Jose Calderon, who was literally a bum, who couldn't stay on the court, who couldn't keep up with opponents, point guards, who all he can do was basically shoot at an inconsistent rate. There wasn't no consistency with Calderon, and I know you guys know what happened with Calderon. I don't want to get into that because we all know he wasn't a good fit for this team. Yada, yada, yada. Then you bring in your only shining silver lining. You bring in Kristaps Porzingis, which pretty much you took a gamble, because after Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and Okafor were taken, there wasn't really, you know, that draft class wasn't deep. So you took a chance with Porzingis and you won. Kristaps Porzingis is looking like a rising all-star in this league. He looks like he can be something special. I give you props for that, Phil. Then you hire Derek Fisher for a 5-year, $25 million contract. Then you fire him and you're going to continue to pay him for the next 4 years, and he's going to be under the not under the salary cap, but James Dolan is still paying him. That didn't work out. Then you hired Jeff Hornacek, good coach, nice coach, friendly coach. Whether he's stern enough, whether he has good rotations, remaining to be seen. You could have hired Tom Thibodeau, passed on that, decided to hire Jeff Hornacek because your ego got in the way and you didn't want who everybody in New York wanted, which was Tom Thibodeau. He could have been a coach on this team. He was about to crawl to MSG if you would have gave him a shot. Didn't even interview him. Then LaMarcus Aldridge is a free agent. He has a meeting with the Knicks. Then Phil Jackson calls him up saying, look, LaMarcus, I want you to play the five position. Then LaMarcus says, I'm not a five. I'm not playing the five position. Yada, yada, yada. Long story short, LaMarcus Aldridge cancels that meeting. You miss out on LaMarcus Aldridge. We could have had LaMarcus Aldridge, but you just had to open your mouth and call him saying that we wanted him to play the five position. Boom. Kevin Durant's a free agent. Couldn't even get a meeting with him because it's such a mess in New York. No superstars want to come here. I mean, just look at this mess that's taking place. You know, you got Carmelo not communicating with the front office not communicating with Melo. Like, if you wanted to find out the definition of drama is the New York Knicks. Like, that should be the definition. Like, after drama, it should be the New York Knicks, period. Because it is an unstable organization, unstable team, constant turnover. There's no vision. There's a bright spot in the future in Porzingis. Yes, we do have our first round picks for this year, and I believe next year. You haven't traded away any of our first round picks, which is good. But, you know, we can't find our way. We can't seem to win every year. It's the same crapola. Phil Jackson has to take, I would say, 75% of the blame, because you're the one signing the players. You're the one that's supposed to be this genius to get all these superstars to come here and meet up. And you're supposed to be that guy. James Dolan basically cried for you. He threw money at you. You're getting, what is it, $12 million a year. And it's just, you seem like your heart's not in it. And New Yorkers want you to speak. We want you to speak to the team. We want you to speak to us. Tell us your vision. And you've been quiet in the background. You've been quiet in the scenes. You've been just going to Knick games. You haven't been traveling with them on the road because you don't like traveling unless it's to LA or Golden State. Of course, because that's the West Coast. But, you know, you've just been mute. And in New York, you can't do that. You have to come out, tell New Yorkers what your vision is. Tell New Yorkers what you're going to do to make this team better. Give us some encouragement, because right now we don't have any confidence that you're going to turn this team around, because over these last 3 years since you've been here, you haven't. I mean, you get rid of Mike Woodson. You get rid of Derek Fisher. You get rid of all these players for literally nothing. You traded away JR, Shum, Tyson for these bums. I mean, you could have got at least a first-round pick here and there, a nice young player that would have flourished already in the last 2-3 years, but you haven't. And it's just frustrating for us Knicks fans to see you in the garden and with your stank face just watching this team. It's just really frustrating, and we're sick of it. And right now you're about to trade our star player, Carmelo Anthony. And you know what? Good for Carmelo. If he wants to go to L.A., go to L.A., try to win a championship with that team. You deserve that. You've been in this league too long. You haven't reached the Eastern Conference Finals. You've only reached the Western Conference Finals with the Denver Nuggets. Look, go team up with Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and you add yourself in there. I think you guys got a squad. So if I'm Carmelo Anthony, I'm wanting out of this mess, whether it's next month before the trading deadline or whether it's this summer. That's my take on that. But as of right now, we got some games to win. as a New York Knicks fan, I want us to make the playoffs. I want us to go far in this postseason. I mean, that's unrealistic, but that's what I want, and that's what New York needs. We need a nice spark to the city. We need some games to be won. We need anything we can take, to be honest. Because I'm honestly sick of this Knicks team losing game after game, losing to these bums, Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks. You made Seth Curry look like his brother, Steph Curry. He was crossing dudes up, getting to the rack at will. Derrick Rose and his defense still hasn't been the same. He's still letting opponent players blow by him. I don't know what's up with Rose. It looks like he's just playing for a max contract. He's not really playing for the team right now. I mean, all I'm asking for Rose is get to the rack at will and average 8-9 assists. And that's all you need to do. But that's not Derrick Rose as a player. He's a score first point guard. And yes, when the Knicks acquired him, the city was buzzing. We got Derrick Rose, former MVP, flashy point guard. We finally got a point guard. But it just hasn't worked out. And Derrick Rose's contract is the easiest contract to move. His contract is up during the summer. So any team would take back that expiring contract. If we can get a first-round pick and a good, solid young player, I would trade Derrick Rose. But until that happens, we have some games coming up that we need to win. We got Atlanta, then we got Washington, two tough teams. Washington's been playing really well. John Wall's been playing on an MVP-type level. No one is talking about John Wall in Washington, but that dude is balling. One of the top point guards in the NBA. And people need to start recognizing what John Wall's doing down there in Washington, because he's really balling. And he showed that last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, when he came to the Garden and the Wizards just beat the Knicks. Then we got Brooklyn, winnable game. Then we got Cleveland. We need to make a statement in this Cleveland Cavalier game. We do, because last time they came to the Garden, shut everyone up. Was doing the water bottle challenge at their bench, disrespecting the New York Knicks, and the Knicks did nothing about it. You know what? I want to see somebody get thrown on the floor in this game. I want a flagrant foul on LeBron James. I want something. I want to show Cleveland who's really boss. I want to, please, because last time they embarrassed the New York Knicks, and they embarrassed us as an organization and as a fan base. And that cannot happen. So this Cleveland game on February 4th, which is next weekend on a Saturday, something needs to happen. I'm just getting that out there. And I think us Knicks fans and all the Knicks fans listening agree with me. Because LeBron James and his flopping ass and all the hoopla that's going on over there. I need a playmaker. Shut up. You got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love. You're the greatest player in the world. You just won a championship. You have Tristan Thompson. Shut up, please. If you need a playmaker, the Knicks need Jesus. Like, come on. You're just jealous of what you see happening in Golden State right now, because they have Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and yada, yada, yada. That team is only happening because of the contracts. Like, if you look at Curry's contract, dude is only making $10 million a year. You think that's going to happen when his contract is up? No, he's going to be making a max deal. And they're not going to be able to pay all those dudes. They're not. And I think the first dude out that bunch is Klay Thompson. So that team's not going to be formidable for a long period of time. They're just going to be formidable for this year, maybe next. Stop crying, LeBron. So, yeah, I want something to happen in the Saturday game versus Cleveland. Put LeBron on his face. Start a fight, please. Something needs to happen. Something needs to spark this team. Honestly. We need a spark. And we thought Joakim Noah was that spark, but dude can't even finish at the rim. He's airballing free throws, for crying out loud. $72 million airballing free throws. I could hit a free throw right now, pay me $72 million, and I can grab some rebounds if I was 7 foot and didn't have an offensive game and shot like a girl. Come on, man. But yeah, we need to win some games, and we need to win some games. Point blank, period. Trade rumors are going to be trade rumors. At the end of the day, this is our team, and this is what we have. Derrick Rose is still hurt with a sprained ankle. We don't know how long he's going to be out for or when he's going to come back. But hopefully it's not too long. But we all know how Derrick Rose is. He doesn't come back until he's, like, fully 100%. So I'm not expecting him back for this Atlanta game, and I'm not expecting him back this week because sprained ankles are tricky. If you aggravate it again, you'll be out even longer. So if I'm the Knicks training staff, I'm telling Derrick Rose to take a time. But this portion of the podcast, as you guys know, I ask you guys to ask me questions on Twitter. And then I answer them on the podcast. Simple as that. So if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Knicks Nation, please. And our first question is from Steve. He says, potential third team to take on Crawford's contract and send a pick slash player to the Knicks for Melo trade. Let's see. Who needs a shooter in the NBA right now? For some reason, Portland's coming to mind. You know, Crawford going back home to Portland. Some reason that's coming to mind. I don't know whether or not they have their first round pick they can send back. Or whatnot. Some reason Milwaukee's coming to mind. They need a shooter over there. That's going to be tricky. Well, I mean, we'll see as a trading deadline approaches. More rumors will start coming out. But that's a tricky question. And watch out for Portland or Milwaukee. Or maybe even, you know, the Lakers. Watch out for those three teams. Next question is from Edom. He says, is Derrick Rose playing today? Today as in against the Atlanta Hawks, which is today at 3 p.m. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Derrick Rose is not playing today because he just sprained his ankle 2 days ago, and we all know how Derrick Rose is when it comes to injuries. I'm going to say he's not going to play today. Who will step up if Melo is traded? Question from Chris. Porzingis. Simple as that. Porzingis has to grow into a superstar. Porzingis has to grow into an all-star. We need to see constant progression from Kristaps Porzingis. And if New York can see him progress from year to year, we have a bright spot. We have something to build towards. We have something to look forward in the future. But Porzingis will step up if Carmelo Anthony is traded. And I also think if Derrick Rose isn't traded, I think he will step up too. And it'll be interesting to see if who the Knicks get back. If they get back shooters like J.J. Redick or Austin Rivers. You know, I would like that squad. With Porzingis as a focal point on the offense, that'll be a good direction for the New York Knicks. Dave asked, do you think the Knicks can land a better role player or starter this offseason with Melo still on the team? We have cap space this summer. I believe we have like $15 to $18 million. Whether or not the Knicks re-sign Derrick Rose, that's all based on that. But, you know, Kyle Korver is a good unrestricted free agent. We got different shooters, Blake Griffin. You know, it's interesting to see. But it all relies on this Carmelo Anthony trade. Carmelo Anthony's traded. Then we look for role players. We look for a surrounding cast that meshes well with Porzingis. Because that's what we should be building around. Who plays well with Porzingis and who helps him grow as a player and as an individual. Surround him with some good, young, solid players. Some veterans like Sasha Vujacic. I know you guys hate Vujacic, but Knicks need some leadership. And even though he doesn't play, behind the scenes, I'm sure he's talking to the young cats and telling them the ropes of the NBA and, you know, teaching them things that we don't see. Because all we see is Sasha on the bench, just sitting down in his uniform and not playing. But Sasa Vujacic has won a championship before. He knows what it takes. And I think he's going to be good for the future. And we need more types of players like that to help our young players grow as individuals and as players. Darren asked, how long is Rose's out? I don't know. Like I said, probably a week, probably 2 games or so. We don't know. Reports haven't come out yet. I'm going to take a guess and he's out for a week. Bennett asked, do you think Carmelo Anthony will leave? Ultimately, yes, I do think Melo will leave. I think he'll leave to the Clippers. I think this trade will go through. It sucks, but it's come to this. It has come to this. There's nothing Melo can do. I mean, Melo can do something. He can say no and stay in New York and be miserable for the next 2 years and have Phil Jackson telling him what to do. But Melo and Phil do not like each other. And I think this marriage will come to an end. I honestly do. And I think it's going to come to an end soon. I think Melo's last days in New York are numbered. I think he's going to get traded. I think he'll approve a trade. He'll waive his no-trade clause to L.A. And he already has a house over there. He can raise his son over there. Lala loves L.A. Melo loves L.A. Everybody loves L.A. Who doesn't love L.A.? So I think Melo will get traded to L.A. when it's all said and done. It's just a matter of time. That's my opinion, and that's a lot of people's opinion. Stephen A. Smith says the same thing. A lot of reporters say the same thing. It's starting to come out. You know, once you see Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out that Phil Jackson is looking for potential suitors for Carmelo Anthony and he's in talks with the LA Clippers, then it's getting serious because, you know, he's really solid on his sources. And once I saw that tweet about 2-3 days ago, I was like, wow, this is getting serious. So, you know, enjoy Carmelo Anthony when you have him now, because honestly, don't think he's going to be here for the next month. But until that happens, we need to win some games and get back in the playoff hunt. So, settle down, Knicks fans. Don't get nervous. I think ultimately, when it's all said and done, we're going to make these playoffs. We're going to make this push. We're going to be back. You know, sooner or later, this Knicks team is going to be back. Whether it's going to get back to those 90s Knicks, those brawling Knicks, who knows? But, you know, I have faith. And that's all we can have these days, faith. And I think this thing will turn around, whether that's from the Carmelo Anthony trade or whether we get players around him or whether we get a nice superstar this summer to sign here in New York. Hey, I have faith and you guys should have faith because that's all we can have right now. Faith and hope. Faith and hope. And that's what gets me through these games. So just calm down. Everything will be all right. You know, it just hasn't been working our way in these last, you know, 10 years. But, you know, it's going to happen. You know, it's good. It's going to happen. It's made to be happening. It's New York at the end of the day. Something will happen. And I believe it will happen soon. It will happen very soon. I'm hoping. I have faith. But, you know, let's keep riding the ship. We're not bandwagon fans, so don't hop off the bandwagon because that's not us. We're real fans, so let's just buckle down and keep watching our team and keep rooting for our team. But until that happens, you know, I'll continue to make these podcasts. I'll continue to be here for you guys, and whether I'm on your radio on your way to work or whether you're in the gym listening to me or whether you're just listening to me on the couch. Every week I continue being here for you guys and talking about these Knicks and trying to make light of certain situations. But until then, we just got to be patient, and that's all. And with that, I'm going to wrap this podcast up. Thank you all again for tuning in. This is podcast episode 6, and I can't believe it's been 6 weeks already. But damn, does time fly. But thank you guys again, and continue following me on Twitter. Continue following me on Instagram, both at Knicks Nation. And, you know, we'll get this thing rolling, guys. You know, I feel your pain. We're struggling right now. We're all depressed. We just want a damn good team. We just want a winning team. But hey, we can't always get what we want. But things will happen soon. But thank you again for joining me, and enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you. And Knicks Nation out.